In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Pastor Raymond Brava of New Hope Lutheran Church in Ossian, Indiana. Welcome back to our podcast. Welcome back to our Sunday morning sermon. The sermon for this Sunday, the seventh Sunday of Easter, is entitled One with God in His Holy Name. It is based on our text for the day, including our first reading from Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 26. Our epistle reading from 1 John chapter 5, verses 9 through 15, and our gospel reading from the gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter, the 11th through 19th verses. God's richest blessings to you as you listen to the sermon.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia, and ascended to the right hand of the throne of God. The text that serves as the foundation for our sermon for today is all of our readings, but especially these words at the beginning of our gospel reading. Jesus said, Holy Father, keep them in your name which you have given me, that they may be one even as we are one. You may be seated. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, when graduating from a university, there's the tradition of the graduates singing the alma mater together at the end of the ceremony. The alma mater, traditionally written by the first graduating class from a university, connects the graduating classes throughout the years. In the military and now beyond, a similar tradition has been made, not in song as much as in the presentation of challenge coins, to show camaraderie in specific events or groups. As Christians, we have been brought into a specific organization, the church, the body of Christ. As such, we have something that unites us as one as well. It isn't a song, and it isn't a coin. It's God's name, first given us in the waters of holy baptism. Today, we learn that we are one with God in His holy name, so that we may have strength to face the trials and challenges ahead. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, as your beloved children, the world hates us and persecutes us as it hated and persecuted your Son. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer, that you would keep us steadfast in your name throughout all trials and persecutions, that we may at last with all your saints receive the crown of glory and of life everlasting. Through your Son's name we pray. Amen. On our own, apart from the Son of God, we have no life. This is what our readings for the last several weeks have been driving home. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Remain in me. And now, as Jesus is preparing to return to the Father through way of the cross, he makes it clear that apart from the Son, apart from Him, we have no life. And even more so than that, in the Son, we face all kinds of persecution and challenges. We face all kinds of hardships and heartaches brought on by Satan himself. Just as a bug won't try to attack something that's dead and lying on the ground cut off, so likewise, Satan has no need to attack that which is broken off from the vine. Satan has no need to attack that which is not alive and has the life flowing through it. It's no good to him. He already has control over it. Instead, he focuses his attacks on us, trying to weaken us, trying to get us to break ourselves off from Christ. And it shouldn't surprise us, because the fact of the matter is that Christ was persecuted. Christ faced challenges. He who is the very Son of God, who was from the beginning, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, through whom everything was made and without whom was not anything made that is made. Satan tried attacking Christ as well. As we look back many weeks now to the first Sunday in Lent, we see the temptation of Jesus. The Spirit drove him out in the wilderness, and Satan there tried to tempt Jesus three times. Throughout the cross, throughout the trial, as heartache and hardship, pain and suffering was laid upon Jesus, Satan, through the mouths of the mockers, through the scorners, through even the thieves on the cross next to Jesus, through the soldiers that persecuted him, did everything to get Jesus to turn away from his mission. And so it is for us. For us, Satan wants nothing more than to get us to abandon Christ, to get us to cut ourselves off from him, to get us to turn and go our own way. And the fact of the matter is that on our own, we will. On our own, left to our own devices, we can't do anything but. As you learned in the Catechism, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. Thanks be to God, then, that we are not left on our own. Thanks be to God, then, that we have one who came and came for us. Thanks be to God that we have one who prayed for us. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. Jesus knew that he was returning to his Father. Jesus knew that he was returning to his Father through the cross. Jesus knew that he was going to suffer and to die for us, to forgive us our sins. He knew that he was going to suffer and to die to reconcile us who were enemies of God to God. He knew that on the third day he would rise again. 40 days later, he would ascend into heaven to be seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And so he prays for you, that you may abide in his name, that you may be kept in his name. Notice that he also prays here, verse 15, I do not ask that you take them out of the world. Wouldn't that be easy? Wouldn't that be an easy solution if all the believers just gone? Didn't have to face any persecution. Didn't have to face any hardships or challenges. Yet Jesus prays, I do not pray that you take them out of the world, that you would keep them from the evil one. And so now, as God's beloved children here on earth, God's beloved children who bear his name, you are called to face this world of persecution. You are called to bear witness to Christ in this world of persecution. For most certainly, you have his name. Here in the waters of holy baptism, that name was placed upon you. When you were baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, there that name was put on you. And you became witnesses to him. In your confirmation, which two of our young ones will be confirmed next week, you publicly vowed to remain faithful to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Remain faithful to what Scripture teaches. Remain faithful to what you have learned, even unto death. See, that's the truth of the matter, is that as Christians, Satan will attack you. Satan will come and he will attack you, and yet you get to continue to bear witness. You get to continue to shine forth the light of God throughout the world. You get to be his witnesses to all nations. And you get to do so knowing that Christ prayed for you. You get to do so knowing that God, before the foundation of the world, knew you. He knew the heartaches, the hardships, the pain, the suffering that you would go through. He knew the persecution that you would face as a follower of him. And he planned for that. He planned the way for you to be kept in the faith. He prayed for you. He died for you. What a joy it is to be his beloved children. What a joy it is to now have this testimony in ourselves so that we may have this joy even in the face of the persecution. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, what a great joy it is that we get to be bearers of God's holy name, that we get to share forth to all the world the wonders of that name which we share. And yes, as we do so, that means that the world is going to hate us. As we do so, that means that the evil one is going to persecute us, just as it persecuted Christ. And yes, that means that as we do so, we might even be put to death for our faith. Throughout the world to this day, there are Christians who are being put to death for following Jesus Christ. There are Christians who are losing their jobs, losing their lives, losing their families, all for the sake of remaining faithful to God. And yet, as Christians, they and we still gladly bear God's name, knowing that no matter what happens, no matter what gets taken away from us here in this life, our victory has been won through Christ Jesus. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, remain faithful to Him. Remain faithful to your Lord and Savior, even in the face of persecution, hardship, heartaches. Continue to gladly bear His name and let all know that He is the world's Redeemer. Do this throughout your lives, till at last you get taken from this valley of the shadow of death and get to celebrate in the eternal victory feast of the Lamb and His kingdom, which has no end. Amen. Please rise. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
This has been Pastor Raymond DeBrava of New Hope Lutheran Church in Ossian, Indiana. If you're in the Ossian area, we invite you to join us at New Hope on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for the Divine Service. If you are not in the Ossian, Indiana area and are looking for a church home, we encourage you to go to locator.lcms.org. Again, that is locator.lcms.org. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.